1985, so I would say it was 1986, something like that, because the car was relatively new. I remember it well, it was my pride and joy.
Did you have any doctor testifying on your behalf?
I did. It's at that stage I decided to go privately. And I had a doctor, Dr. Fitzgerald, who was then sort of head of the diabetes unit in the general, testify on my behalf. Also had a solicitor whose father was diabetic, so he was very sympathetic to the situation. And rather than go straight to a solicitor and say, can you handle my case, I went to a solicitor I knew and said, who would you recommend to be my solicitor in this situation? And he gave me very good advice. And it is a problem with getting solicitors. A lot of them will take it on, but they're not the best people to do the job. It's very difficult to get advice to say go to, you know, to get a good brief. I was told at the police station, you know, you don't know how to get a good brief is the problem unless you happen to be in the legal profession. So I learned a lot from that incident. And the major one was I do not drive a car without testing my blood sugar. So still to this day, I do not drive a car without testing my blood sugar before I do so.
And how did the court case go?
I had to appear in magistrate's court. The prosecution were not the best prepared, and I also knew how to not be led by the prosecution solicitor or lawyer. So when he tried to leave me, I just looked at him, and it made life very difficult for him. You know, when you said something, the solicitor looks at you and tries to get you to say more, and when you just look back at them and say nothing, they find it very frustrating. But the case I was framed, the case was not proven. Well, I can't remember exactly what it was. I was not guilty in effect, but I was guilty of doing what I did, but I was not proven with regard to dangerous driving, which I was charged with on 3 counts, plus many other things, you know, failure to stop after an accident and all the rest of them. I'd have had enough points to ban me for years. So fortunately for me,